It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Joining me today is Ingrid Hoffman, host of Simply Delicioso on the Cooking Channel. Today we're talking about fajitas.
You can start out with a relatively inexpensive cut of meat, such as flank. And generally, alcohol and acidity are those first go-tos to break it down. So we're going to do a little bit of OJ with some lemon or lime juice. We're going to do a little bit of red wine vinegar. Orange zest.
It's so fresh tasting.
It is. Remember, when using ingredients, it's not about you being able to identify one specific ingredient. It's about balancing. You know, and obviously now we're going to add some fresh garlic, a little bit of oil, and my two secret ingredients, tequila, of course, and my Cholula sauce.
What kind of tortillas are you using for the fajitas?
I'm using regular flour, but, you know, if you are gluten intolerant, then just use cornmeal. After you let this meat marinate, it can be an hour, it can be overnight, you just pat it dry. You can do it either in the broiler, and then I generally throw in scallions, a ton of scallions next to it, red peppers. Now you almost have like a one-pot wonder, and so you cook it all through. The only other important tip to remember is always let your meat rest after cooking, just a few minutes, so that the juices can distribute themselves evenly throughout the meat. And then just cut it up, assemble your beautiful tortilla. Of course, avocado wedges will really help add delicious flavors. Cilantro.
Find out more on The Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.